Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vinyl heat style edit in Ableton Live 12, and the whole aim is timeless roller momentum, that forward-moving, hypnotic pressure that sits right between old-school jungle energy, ragga attitude, and darker DNB discipline. So think Smokey Warehouse Tape, 1995 energy, but with modern control. Not just lo-fi for the sake of it. We want movement, phrasing, low-end discipline, and that feeling that the track can roll for 16 bars without falling apart. Here's the mindset before we even touch the session. Think in layers of motion, not layers of sound. One element carries propulsion, one element carries weight, and one element carries attitude. If everything is trying to be the main event, the groove gets crowded and the momentum dies. Let's start at 174 BPM and build around an 8-bar loop. In Ableton Live 12, create 4 groups: drums, bass, vocal ragga, and FX or transitions. If you want, drop in a reference track, but keep it low. We're designing a roller, so the arrangement should breathe. You want space for DJ mixing, space for the groove to land, and space for the drop to feel earned. In the drums group, set up your break bus first. A classic break like an Amen or a Think style loop is perfect, or anything with strong snares and ghost hits. Slice it to a new MIDI track, then rebuild it with intention. Don't overread it right away. The mistake people make is they chop so much that the break loses its natural swagger. Program a 2-bar pattern with the main snare on 2 and 4, ghost notes leading into the snare, a few hat pickups at the end of bar 2, and one or two micro fills every 4 or 8 bars. Keep the original feel alive. The magic here is not perfection. It's controlled swing and movement. If the break feels too stiff, use the groove pool and push it just a little, maybe into that 54-58% range. You can also nudge selected slices by a few milliseconds, maybe 5 to 20, just enough to create human shuffle without destroying the grid. And if the break still feels too polite, put saturator before drum bus. Use soft clip and only a few dB of drive. Then let drum bus do the glue and punch. Transient up a bit, crunch lightly, and keep boom subtle or off. A very advanced move is to duplicate the break track and create a dust layer. Process that copy very lightly with redux or frequency shifter, and blend it way down under the main break. You'll get that worn, vinyl-aged feel without turning the drums into mush. This is one of those tricks that gives a record personality while staying mix-safe. Now for the sub. This is where the groove gets its weight, but it has to stay clean. Use operator if you want precision. Start with a sine wave, keep the amp attack fast, and use a release that controls overlap without choking the notes. The sub should be mono, centered, and disciplined. Write a bass line that phrases with the drums instead of overplaying them. Leave space for the break. Let the sub answer the kick, or sit in the gaps after the snare. Use short note values with an occasional pickup note to keep the motion alive. A timeless roller bass line is usually not about note count. It's about placement and repetition with just enough variation to keep the listener locked. If you want a touch of glide, use subtle portamento, but don't turn it into a liquid bass line unless that's the point. For this vibe, the sub should feel physical and grounded, not flashy. If you need sidechain, keep it light and musical. The goal is clarity, not pumping for the sake of pumping. Next, add the reese. This is your tension layer, not your foundation. Keep the low end out of it and let the sub own the bottom. A detuned saw-based patch in Waveatable works great. 2 oscillators, a little detune, maybe a small amount of unison, and a low-pass filter with gentle movement. Then high-pass it around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Process the reese with a touch of saturator, maybe a little chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, if you want width, and use utility to keep an eye on the low mids and stereo spread. The key is restraint. A reese that constantly wobbles is often more tiring than exciting. A reese that breathes with the drums feels classic and mature. Phrase it like a response system. Let the sub answer the kick in the first half of the bar, and let the reese hold longer notes in the second half. Leave a gap before the snare. Bring in extra movement only on bar 4 and bar 8. That's how you make a loop feel like a performance instead of a static pattern. Now for the ragga element. This should not behave like a lead vocal. Treat it like rhythmic dubplate punctuation. Use a sample phrase, your own voice, or chopped a cappella fragments and cut them into short hits. Place them on offbeats, pickup moments, and end of phrase hits. You want attitude, not clutter. Run the vocal through EQ 8 first. High pass it. Clean out mud, and make space in the low mids. Add a little saturator, then send it to echo or delay rather than drowning it in a giant wet insert. Sync the delay to something like a quarter note, 3/16, or dotted eighth, depending on the feel. A short room reverb is enough for space. For authenticity, Automate the delay feedback on the end of a bar or open the filter on one vocal hit and close it on the next. Little radio to dubplate moves like that instantly make the vocal feel like part of the system, not a shiny pop layer. And this is important. If the vocal is too loud and too dry, it will dominate the groove. Keep it tucked in and let it punctuate. Now we get to the vinyl heat character. This is where the track earns its title. Create a parallel texture return or a dedicated lo-fi bus. Use very subtle vinyl distortion, soft clip saturation, light redux, maybe a slow bandpass sweep with auto filter, and tiny amounts of frequency shifter if you want that unstable analog edge. But keep it under control. The point is to imply age and pressure, not to muddy the whole mix. Use noise and crackle only in intros or breakdowns. Automate high pass opening into the drop so the impact feels bigger. You can also automate saturator drive up by a dB or two right before a switch up. Small changes, big results. Another great move is beat repeat, but only sparingly. Use it on fills, keep the mix low, and restrict it to transition spaces. If you use this kind of effect all the time, it loses power. When it appears only at the right moment, it feels like a proper production move. Now let's talk arrangement. Because rollers live and die by phrase energy. A timeless D&B section should feel easy to mix into and out of. Build an 8-bar intro with filtered drums, texture, and a short ragga teaser. Then bring in the full break and sub over the next 8 bars. After that, let the Reese join and start the call and response with the vocal chops. Every 8 bars, do something that says, something changed. That change doesn't need to be huge. A snare drag, a rewind-style delay tail, a 1-bar break cut. A bass octave jump, a filter slam into silence right before the return. These are the kinds of small decisions that keep the roller from flattening out. And here's a very important teacher note. Silence does work. One beat of absence before a return can feel more aggressive than adding another fill. In jungle and old school D&B, negative space is part of the rhythm language. Don't be afraid to pull things out for a moment and let the re-entry hit harder. Before adding extra spice, lock the core mix. Sub and kick should not fight. The break snare needs to stay present. The Reese should live above the sub and below the vocal. The vocal chops need to cut without taking over. Use EQ8 carefully and musically. High pass the Reese. Trim the vocal low mids if they're cloudy. If the break gets harsh, dip the upper mids a little. And always check mono. That mono check is crucial in D&B. The low end must hold together when the track is collapsed. If the groove falls apart, narrow the bass layers and simplify the reverbs. Keep the mix stable and coherent. In this genre, loud often comes from control, not from brute force. For glue, use light bus compression if you need it, maybe 1 or 2 dB on the drum bus. Keep the attack moderate so you preserve punch, and set the release to breathe with the groove. Don't clamp the track, let it breathe, but keep it together. Now for advanced movement. In the last 4 bars of each phrase, automate meaningful little changes. Open the break filter slightly. Increase delay send on the vocal chop. Add a quick octave rise to the Reese. Drop the sub for a beat before the next phrase. Raise distortion very subtly on the final hit. These tiny gestures make the arrangement feel intentional and alive. A great trick is to mute the sub for a quarter beat right before the drop re-entry, while letting the break and vocal delay continue. That split second of absence makes the return feel huge. It's a classic jungle move, because it plays with anticipation rather than just stacking more sound. If you want to push the vibe further, think about resampling sooner than you think. Once the break edit starts feeling good, print 4 or 8 bars and work with Audino. In advanced roller writing, committing to audio often gives you more personality, more control over micro timing, and more of that recorded performance feel. You can also build contrast by using a dry, narrow phrase followed by a wider, dirtier phrase. That contrast creates pressure. Constant width and constant grit can make the track feel flat. Let the listener feel the change. And for a proper DJ handoff, keep the section loopable and mix-friendly. If a selector can blend it, cut it, or loop it without confusion, you're doing it right. Let's talk common mistakes quickly. 1. Too much low end in the Reese. Fix that by high-passing it and letting the sub own the foundation. 2. Over-edited breaks that lose the groove. Keep the original break feel alive. 3. Ragga vocals too loud and too dry. Treat them as punctuation, not a main lead. 4. Vinyl effects muddying the mix. Keep those effects on parallel buses or limited to intro and breakdown moments. 5. Saturation flattening the transients. Use lighter drive and restore punch with drum bus. 6. Looping without progression. Add one meaningful change every 4 or 8 bars. If you want a quick practice challenge, Build a one-phrase roller in 10 to 20 minutes. Set the tempo to 174. Slice a break into a two-bar pattern. Write a simple sub-line of 3 to 5 notes. Add a detuned reese that only appears in the second bar. Chop one rabba phrase into 3 short hits and place them at the ends of bars. Add saturator and drum bus on the drum group. Subtly, automate a filter opening into bar 2 and a delay throw on the final vocal hit. Then loop it for 8 bars and ask yourself, does this still move when I stop thinking about the individual sounds? That's the real test. If the groove still rolls when you stop focusing on the parts, you've got the right foundation.